The search is now underway for debris from Egypt Air Flight 804 that Egyptian aviation officials believe has crashed while en route from Paris to Cairo with 66 people on board. Civil aviation spokesman Ihab Raslan said earlier the plane vanished about 10 miles after it had entered Egyptian airspace, so it likely crashed into the Mediterranean, the Associated Press says. Reuters reports that Greek aircraft and naval vessels are participating in the search. French authorities have also offered assistance and have set up a crisis center at the French embassy in Cairo, according to France 24. A Greek defense ministry source told Reuters that authorities were investigating the sighting of a flame in the sky by a merchant ship captain some 130 nautical miles south of the island of Karpathos. AFP cited a Greek airport source saying the plane had crashed off the island. Flight MS-804, which departed from Paris's Charles de Gaulle Airport at 11:09 p.m. and was due to land in Cairo at 3:15 a.m. local time, disappeared from radar en route, according to Egypt Air's official Twitter account. The airline later said a distress signal had been received at 4:26 a.m., possibly transmitted from a tracking beacon on the plane after the crash, The Guardian reports. Among the 66 on board the Airbus A320 are a child and two infants, as well as three security personnel and seven cabin crew. Egypt Air has also posted a breakdown of the nationalities of passengers on the flight, including 30 Egyptians and 15 French passengers. It said that it was providing doctors and translators to passengers' relatives and loved ones gathered at Cairo Airport. Ahmed Abdel, vice president of Egypt Air's holding company, told CNN the pilot did not make a distress call, and authorities have so far given no indication that the plane, which was flying at 37,000 feet when it lost contact, was having technical trouble, leading to speculation it could have been the target of a terrorist attack. However, all causes for the disaster are open, whether it is a major technical fault or a terrorist action or any other circumstance, an unnamed Egyptian aviation official told Reuters. The official said the cause will be ascertained when we inspect the plane's wreckage and transcribe its black boxes. David Newberry, a Hong Kong flight captain and accredited air accident investigator, told Time that if the plane had suddenly disappeared from conventional or primary radar, it would suggest it had broken up while in the sky. If the primary radar just completely dropped off, it could be a catastrophic breakup of some kind, Newberry said, insisting it was too early to say what could have caused the apparent crash. It could be any number of things. There doesn't appear to be bad weather over there. Airbus posted a statement to Facebook confirming the crash of the plane. The aircraft involved was delivered to Egypt Air from the production line in November 2003, it added. The aircraft had accumulated approximately 48,000 flight hours. It was powered by IAE engines. At this time, no further factual information is available. In October last year, a Russian Metrojet aircraft carrying 224 passengers exploded in mid-air over the northern Sinai Desert after departing from Egypt's Sharm el-Sheikh airport. The Islamic State of Iraq and Greater Syria claimed responsibility for the apparent bomb attack. In another incident in March, an Egyptian man with a fake suicide vest hijacked a domestic Egyptian flight and forced the pilot to divert to Cyprus. It turned out the hijacker was hoping the stunt would help him to reunite with his estranged wife. This article posted by Simon Lewis.